Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved in the evolving Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's program, we talk with Daniel Fine, director for the New Mexico Center of Energy, and he talks about a new border system in the world of oil and gas that is going to be continentalism, including Mexico and Canada, all in the name of energy independence. Plus, Daniel Stenberg, McKenzie County Economic Development, runs down the latest information involving the community of Watford City, the Bakken, and the county's economy. Plus, Michael Falloon speculates whether the Bakken will enter into a short squeeze or not in the next few months. He runs down some of the financials, talks about the latest information involving the Public Service Commissioner, and some of the clarification involving that. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It holds the power of the hour, and the light switch turns your tongue sour.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Daniel Fine, the director for the New Mexico Center of Energy Policy.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Now, Daniel Fine spoke as well as John Yates at the Bakken conference, but Trump Oil, explain what you meant by that.
I meant this, Secretary Zinke from Montana, Secretary of Interior, he provided the outline of something now called American oil domination or American energy world domination. This is outstanding development because we, since 73, have been dependent on importing oil. After the embargo of 73-4 from the Middle East and from OPEC, our entire energy focus was, are we going to have a disruption? Who will cut us off next? What do we do? We had conservation, we had alternative fuels, this set off ethanol, it did everything else. That is ended with the Trump oil or Trump administration. We reversed that. We are on the way to self-sufficiency with Canada. And I call it continentalism. North America can stand alone, and we need not soon, in the next 4 or 5 years, depending on price.
So you're saying Canada would be included in
Trump? Canada would be included in Trump oil.
Would Mexico?
Mexico will be eventually, after the NAFTA negotiation. Mexico is a buyer of the continent. It imports natural gas, but it does not import oil. Nor does it really export oil to us. So the North American continent will have its own market. We will make the price of oil. It'll be WTI, West Texas Intermediate, will be the North American price. Trump has announced that we're going in that direction. And this is an astounding change from dependency and the world price outside, or the commodity market making the price of oil. And the benefit, of course, is that we will have stability of price, producers will know the price, speculators will not have much to do with it, the trading of oil will be here, it'll be centered in North America. And what happens in the rest of the world will not impinge or endanger or constitute a threat as it was.
So we're going to be in control of our own destiny when we're talking oil.
Yes.
Essentially. As a operator, John Yates, how does that Trump oil make you look at the world?
In the domestic sense, I see it as an opportunity for stable oil prices over a long period of time. This actually happened in the mid-50s when Eisenhower was president. He saw the importance of having a good, healthy domestic oil and gas industry. So he, by presidential decree, had quotas put on foreign crude and stopped allowing imported crude to come into refineries in the U.S. And what that did is, all the way from the mid-50s all the way up to 1973 when the Arab oil embargo happened, it stabilized prices somewhat and allowed operators to depend somewhat on at least a ceiling, a floor price on crude oil. And so they could do adequate planning, you know, and had a stable environment to try to drill for oil and gas. So that is what we're working toward trying to implement, is trying to have quotas on especially from oil coming from the Middle East, from the Gulf Petroleum Council or Gulf Producers Council or whatever it's called, the UAE, Abu Dhabi, Oman, and the Saudis and the Iraqis and all those people, the Iranians, are all trying to tap into our market, and they're wanting to control our market. In the old days, Yamani, who was head of Saudi Arabia Aramco, he told us as a producer group, he says, they don't need you right now. Just wait till they use up all the Middle Eastern oil, then you guys come to the fore. Well, we don't want to wait that long. We're trying to stay in the business. We're trying to find new reserves of oil and gas. The industry has done a wonderful job in the last 10 to 15 years in all of the states. We represent New Mexico. The state of New Mexico's production has grown phenomenally in the last 7 years, almost 20% a year.
To listen to the full-length interview with Daniel Fine, director for the New Mexico Center of Energy Policy, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Yes, I was born on the first day of my
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.